Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Fifth Dimension by Stoneboy. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading! Fifth Dimension by Stoneboy was released on April 28th, 2023 under Burniton Music Group, and it had exclusive license to Universal Music South Africa / Def Jam Recordings. The album has 17 tracks, which is a runtime of about 55 minutes and 24 seconds, and there are 10 collaborations and multiple producer placements. And when I tell you that this album has got some heavy hitters, it has some heavy hitters. And I'm going to be going through some of those big names on this album besides the man himself, Stoneboy. Now, something about Fifth Dimension that totally blew me away was the opening song, Life and Money. Now, I'm not saying this because the song is like amazing. I mean, it's an amazing song. And, oh, it's got Stormzy on it. That's the other thing. But less than 30 seconds in, I was hooked. I was listening intently. The beat was crisp. How Stoneboy himself came through vocally was strong and powerful, and it was a great way to start an album. And this is something that I would advise any act out there, any musician, listen to this first song and you realize, wow, you have to captivate the audience, the listener, very quickly and get them on your side. And this is exactly what Stoneboy did with Life and Money. This combination, Stoneboy and Stormzy, oh man, massive, absolutely massive. They smashed it, knocked it out of the park. 3 minutes, 5 seconds of pure bliss. What a song. This song has to do some serious damage. It's gonna go far, for sure. And I really like the fact that there's a level of respect, man. And you can actually see the respect through how serious the bigger artist takes a collaboration and how they grace that collaboration, the song. And Stormzy gave it everything. The verse was fire. Yo, check it out, for real. There are a few songs we already heard that have been released with this album. Most recently, the single Far Away, which is fire. Mentally good. Oh, man. He delivered. And More of You, which was released earlier this year, I think around February. And a huge surprise in this context, Activate, which is a song Stoneboy did with Davido 3 years ago. like 2020, bro. This is like pandemic times, lockdown times. And it's interesting how this song has come back likely been given a new lease of life. Interestingly, Davido released his own album a couple of weeks ago, Timeless, and it's probably the biggest album on the continent right now. So I don't know if Stoneboy somehow thought about it and was like, you know what, I'm gonna be part of this, of which, I mean, I'm pretty sure he wrapped this album up a long time ago. But that was interesting because now there's a new lens on Davido, but also the light shines on Stoneboy as a result. Obviously, Activate was a huge song. So using the waterfall strategy, what Stoneboy has really done here is he's given himself, 6+ million streams from 3 years ago, put it on this album, which has given this one great numbers already. And to be fair, I mean, songs like More of You, which was released in February, like I said, is on 1.8 million streams at the time of recording this, and Far Away is almost at a million streams. So I mean, it does well for the numbers, but that was just from a strategic standpoint. That's very interesting, and I think it's pretty cool, because the truth is, if you don't put your music out there, it doesn't mean, you know, everybody hears it the same time that everybody hears it, that everybody else hears it. So those people that might have missed the Activate wave in 2020 might be on the Activate wave in 2023. So we'll see how the numbers change over time. Honestly, I wouldn't even call myself a Stoneboy fan to begin with. But after listening to songs like Far Away when it was released, I thought, you know what, this new project is probably going to be quite interesting if this is anything to go by. And boy, was I right. You got to listen to the song Therapy, where he's got Oxlade and Tiwa Savage. Ooh, family. This tune is fire. It's absolute fire. Nice mid-tempo Afro vibe. And, you know, the transience, the way they're just accentuated on this track. And then how Oxlade and Tiwa Savage come in with their vocals. Fam. This one is one of those songs I really wanted to blow up. If there's a song that deserves to blow up on this album, Therapy's the one. Now, obviously, you start to understand the magnitude of the collaborations on here. We've already had Stormzy, Oxlade, Tiwa Savage. There's also Dexter Dapps, Mereba, Jez Karis, Davido, like I said, Shaggy, DJ Maporisa, and of course, Mama Angie, Angelique Kidjo. Come on. This album is stacked. It's absolutely stacked. Now, on another note though, as I was listening, you know what I started to really think? I really started to think Stoneboy can make a mean love song. And he does it really, really well. Particularly because stylistically, you don't expect him to, simply because, you know, the dancehall tag that he's got makes it seem like he's just going to be your sort of, you know, rude boy kind of level. And he's gonna have your hard-hitting street anthems as a focus. But the truth is, he can make a mean, that, you know, mid-tempo love song. He's got it on lock. And then just think of songs in that realm. I think Forget is one of them. Secret Lover, the one with Dexter Dapps. Oh man, fire. So he unlocked something for me. And to be fair, for me, this is the first time I'm listening to a Stoneboy album in full. That's the truth. So for me, I'm listening to all this with a completely new lens as a listener. One song that is going to make a lot of true dancehall fans very, very happy is My Sound, which he did with Shaggy. The way the song came together really fits the legend of the two artists. And again, going back to the respect conversation, Shaggy showed Stoneboy a lot of respect in how he just gave himself to this record. And really, this song, it probably will not be one of those like maybe cult hits or big hits from this album. I don't think so. It likely will be, you know, in the niche circles, like the true dancehall fans, they're really gonna gobble it up. But it doesn't take anything away from how well done this song was. And I also suspect, from Stoneboy's perspective, this is more of doing a song with an idol more than, hey, I want to make this the biggest smash hit that ever came out of Ghana. And he achieved something special while at it. And of course, there is the customary Ama Piano tune, which is track 13, featuring DJ Maporisa. And this is just how music has gone in the on the continent in the last year and a bit, maybe 2 years actually. When Amapiano blew up, it blew up for everybody. And now you're seeing a lot of African albums or African projects, not necessarily from South Africa, always showcasing at least an Amapiano song or two, if not more. And one of the biggest albums to actually, you know what? Let's look at the three probably biggest artists on the continent. Burna Boy had Amapiano on his album. Wizkid had Amapiano on More Love, Less Ego. Davido had Amapiano, and the biggest song right now from Timeless, which is unavailable, is Amapiano. So there's nothing else to say. Amapiano has taken over the continent. I could go on and on and on, but there are 17 tracks on this album. The truth is, this is a brilliant album, very well done. It occupies a unique Afro dancehall space, and it really lives up to that expectation, where Stoneboy's delivery really is dancehall almost through and through. And it's part of what makes it special, because that delivery on top of, say, pure Afro beats, Amapiano, you know, Afrofusion, whatever the case may be, it gives something special, and he does that. And he also gives that dancehall feel to quite a lot of his songs still. So, you know, it's an interesting niche that he's carved for himself, and he's undoubtedly right up there at the top, because when you listen to Fifth Dimension, what you get is class, absolute class. And just looking at the entire 17 track playlist, I've actually saved about 12 songs where I think, yo, these tunes are fire, straight up fire. And really, is it a no skips album? I think it is. From start to finish, he's done something special. Great features. All the features showed up, which is something phenomenal. The technical work on the album was really, really good. That mixing, the mastering, and whoever the person was behind it, or the people were, they also understand Stoneboy's voice and how to get the best of it. So, look, I couldn't say any more good words about this album, but this album is absolutely brilliant. I do highly recommend Fifth Dimension by Stoneboy. He's gone out of his way to give us something special, and I hope the numbers back it up. For me, this is an 8.5 out of 10. Very well done album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dang, dang.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.